Okay, so we start with the SN2 mechanism. The SN2 then is going to happen for the primary haloalkane invariably. For the secondary alcohol halides, the haloalkanes, or the secondary alcohol, these ones then will generally be SN2, but I can make them SN1 if I feel like it. And you guys will have to know how to make them SN1 if you feel like it. So if we write down the rate law for the SN2 mechanism, remember it depends both on the incoming nucleophile and the other reactant, which will either be the haloalkane or the alcohol. Now, it's a typical rate law, rate equals K times the molecules involved in the rate determining step. And the orders for these are determined experimentally. So the order here is 1 and the order here is 1. The mechanism then goes, we write in our haloalkane, we put the polarities in. If we've got a chiral carbon, we put a star beside it. We then start pushing our arrows around. The arrows go nucleophile to the delta plus carbon. Okay, we from that form a transition state, square bracket. The transition state then has got a triangular plane in the middle. So this is a trigonal bipyramidal transition state. Maybe written down there